بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. This is the kalam of our Tada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. There's no voice in tune, but as they say, it's the words which should affect the heart. Meri zindagi ka hasin, inshallah, we'll try to read it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaan, meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha. Mera naal meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai. Teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai. Mere jaan o dil ka tujhko, hama waqt yaad karna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna. ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna, meri abadiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna, yahi aashikon ka shewa, yahi aashikon ki aadat, yahi aashikon ka shewa, yahi aashikon ki aadat, kabhi gil ya o buka hai, kabhi aah se, kabhi aah sard barna, yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, yahi ishq kabhi dil mein yaad karna, teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai, teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai, meri jaan o dil ka tujhko, hama waqt yaad karna, kisi ahl dil ki suhbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, kisi ahl dil ki suhbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein marna.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very famous common poem of Hadrat, but which is filled with so much of anwarat and barakat, and may Allah give us the main thing, the tawfiq, to bring this into our lives. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. The value of living amongst the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. To spend our lives, our living, our dying, that means spending our lives, all our time with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Wahi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life and the support of my life. Sum total of my life, like for example, a person says that I am worth so much. We measure normally in material things, how much money, what property we got. But in spiritual, that is the main thing, that what is our value, spirituality. What is my sum total? What's my balance sheet in spirituality? And that also a person must take out his balance sheet from time to time. especially now that it is the end of the year, the Islamic year. We should take out our balance sheet and think that how many namazes am I performing, how many namazes are qaza, that means I'm owing Allah Ta'ala, our debits, our credits, how many people I'm owing money, how many people I've done wrong to, and see what our balance sheet shows. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, that check yourself, take a stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. We all know when the accountant draws up all our balance sheet, everything is going to submit to the receiver, how much time we spend going through it. Though we don't know so much, the accountant knows, we ask him, we query so many things, we are very careful that what is going. So before our account will be taken by Allah, we are told in the hadith, check yourself, your own accounts also. But how many of us ever think of it also, that we should check ourselves? So we should check our balance sheet. Material things, we are very particular to check our balance sheet. And this checkup is done by everyone. Even students at the end of the academic year, they are checked up, exams are taken. We go for our checkups to the doctor, check up how is our health. We take our car for a checkup. We take everything we check up. But what we hit to check up, unfortunately that we don't check up. That the most important thing, we are checking up everything, but to check up ourselves, that we are not. So we should see what is the sum total, what is the balance sheet of my life. Me resist ka sahara, and the support of my life. Like a person is on life supporting machines, they are supporting him. So what is the life support spirituality, spiritually? My life support, what is it that will keep me ticking and going? And all these things are those that if a person has them, all those things, any problem, financial, health problem, now automatically first he thinks of Allah Ta'ala. He makes dua, he makes salatul haja. This is we are progressing. And if our namazes we are falling back, etc., we are getting involved in guna, or we are losing our concentration in namaz, then our life support is not on. It's not functioning. Like a sick person in the ICU, if his life support, if there is a power failure, and his machine is not working, how dangerous we all, the whole world, the whole hospital jumps for that. But the most important, our spirituality, that we don't pay attention. So our life support and our balance sheet of life, Hazrat says, Tere aashiqo me jeena, Tere aashiqo me marna. To stay in the company, to give my life in the company of your lovers. If we have that, then our life support is working. We will carry on. If we have that, we will check our balance sheet, and our balance sheet will be swelling all the time. Our credit will be growing all the time. If we have that, that is the company of the Ahlullah. That will bring us to make us conscious in the first place. Further, it will give us the strength to the concern to work in that direction. A person who doesn't come and doesn't listen to majalis anywhere, any buzurgs, any Allah walas, if he doesn't go and he's just on his own, then automatically dunya overtakes him. His nafs overtakes him. Things of this dunya become more important. He doesn't even think of making tawbah istighfar. But a person who comes, even if he does not progress and he makes tawbah istighfar, that in itself is a great progress also. So this concern will remain when we stay in the company of Ahlullah. If a person has got health problem but he doesn't go to doctor, his health is going to deteriorate all the time. If he goes and doctor advises him, he's a diabetic, don't have sugar, perhaps he's still carrying on also, he's addicted to it, but at least he'll feel guilty. Though there, your guilty feeling won't help you. Yea, indeed, your guilty feeling, that is also great, very greatly valuable by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Even if you're still not making tawbah istighfar, just feeling guilty is very great by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is so important. But unfortunately, generally, the masses, we are unaware of it. And as Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, in the first times, every alim who graduated, he and his ustad, they should advise him that your concern and fikr must be to make the Islah of the people. And whether it is by writing kitabs, by teaching, etc. But actually the work of the ulama was the Islah of the people. Okay? So that is the most important, to have concern for the Islah of the people. To acquire deeni knowledge, the basics, that is farad. More than that, it is not farad. But a person's Islah, this is farad. Complete Islah, this is farz on a person. So this is what should concern us. And this we will get if we go always in the company of the ulama-i rabbaniyin, Allah wa'ala ulama, who will remind us of these things, that environment is such. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea whatsoever, what is your love, O Allah. And that is our condition. Hey, we are all the same. Before Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Jazahum Allah Khair, A'ala Allah Maratibahu, where before Hazrat came, we hardly had a thought there is something like the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hey, Hazrat came and he made it ujagar, he made it alive, he made us realize that this is a farz, to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Today the love of material things, the love of haram things are in our hearts, but the love of the creator of love, and the love of the giver of love, and the controller of love, unfortunately that we hardly know there is something like that. This is all the barakat of ulama-i rabbaniyin, when a person stays in their company, etc. Tere aashiqo se sikha, tere sange dar pe marna. Then Hazrat says, I learn from your lovers how to make love to you, how to give my life for you. This also a person can only learn from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. If we will go to the threshold and we will sit with them, see their lives, etc., then that will come into us. Then a person will learn how to make love to Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. And all this, whoever has been blessed, has been brought close to others, has become a little bit conscious of it, it is the gift of Allah. In ayat, it is a sole gift of Allah Ta'ala. It is not our birthright. It is not our doing and our achieving. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And this is the help of Allah Ta'ala. In the sadqah of Allah's help, that is when a person, if he's got this, he has to make shukr to Allah. If he has become conscious that I have to gain the love of Allah, I have to make my islah. Islah is very important. Meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham par sabar karna. And then when a person, this love of Allah is ignited in his heart, and now he loves Allah Ta'ala, and he can't physically find Allah Ta'ala. Now he has to make sabr. If on the internet you have fallen in love with somebody, but now that person, you don't know where is that person, how that person is. The most perhaps you saw a photo, the most you read a profile of that person, but you don't know anything further. And now you really have fallen in love, and that person is living at the other end of the world. How much won't you desire to meet with that person, to be with that person? Allah, who is the greatest. If you have found the love of Allah, and Allah won't give himself to you in this dunya, you can't see Allah Ta'ala also. Profile of Allah you will get. The whole Quran Sharif is the profile of Allah Ta'ala. All the hadith and the lovers of Allah will give us the profile. But physically, لن تراني. You cannot even see me in this world. Your eyes are not yet fit to even see me. So a person who has got that, and he has got that love of Allah, and how many lovers of Allah begged Allah, I can't stay anymore in the dunya. I can't make sabr without you. Please call me to you. I want to come. And immediately they gave their lives. That love had reached that level that they could not stay now without Allah Ta'ala. Hey, we, of a haram love affair, we can't abstain. We can't keep ourselves away. This love, which is the greatest love of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we have to get to Allah Ta'ala. So so Hazrat says, meri jaan na tawa, my weak body, my weak soul, ka tere gham par sabar karna, to make sabar on your love. How I want to be with you, O Allah. And in this world, Allah gave us the opportunity is to make sajda. Every rakat of our salat is a flight to Allah Ta'ala. If a person makes his salah, and when you are flying, you first fasten your seat belt. our hands must be fastened properly. Then when we start landing, we go down in ruku now. We are landing now. And hold properly, check up all your things. They haven't shifted and they won't cause. Hold your knees properly. Clamp your knees properly. And then when you go in sajda, you have landed by the feet of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith, a person is the closest to Allah when he is in sajda. Allah, of course, hasn't got feet and body features like what we have got, but it shows the closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the true lover. Now he will turn more to salat and he will enjoy salat. Every rakat of his is a flight to Allah Ta'ala and he's getting to Allah Ta'ala. And with what great enjoyment he's reaching there. Ye teri ata hai, ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. These are all the gifts of yours, O Allah. And this is your secret magnetic power that you're pulling us to us. When a person gets this now, he's getting pulled to Allah, he's becoming concerned, and a person who's genuinely concerned starts enjoying his salah also, starts enjoying his ibadat also, starts enjoying and looking forward to the majlis day also, to be in the company of Ahlullah, he starts enjoying also. This is all the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri ata hai. You don't think that I achieved it, that I, my brains, that I went and I built up this relationship and I found my share. It is Allah who gave you your share. And pinha, secretly pulling, like a magnet. You can't see anything, the how it pulls the steel, but the thing just gets pulled. From your remote control, you just press a button, you don't see anything, but now you see the gate is opening, the gate is closing, etc. So in this way, secretly Allah pulls you. This is all the, who Allah gave this, they must make shukr to Allah. And at the same time, don't look down upon those others. Don't criticize those who are not coming. They still don't know what it is. Make dua for them. Make effort that this bug bites them also. This fire gets ignited in their hearts also. Then automatically they will also get drawn. Mera nala nadamat tere sang dar pe karna. And then that you are throbbing, you are crying in front of Allah Ta'ala at the threshold of Allah. So to say, you enter the door of Allah. Now you are beginning to cry in your du'as. Now you are beginning to cry in your sajda. And you are saying, Ya Allah, my life, where did I spend it? And you think of the evil moments of your lives, hours, days, or years of your life, what you spend in haram and guna, or in ghaflat, unmindfulness. Now you cry. So this is all the gift of Allah, that today He has brought you to Him. Like the prodigal son who went away. But when he comes back, now he is crying. And he's saying, how could I have been so bad? How could I have done all this? Now Allah has drawn you towards Him. Mera har khata par rona hai yahi meri talafi. Now to cry on every sin of mine. And how many sins we have forgotten also. Also with this we should remember, man's nature is such, which Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif. We remember the good we do, and our bad we forget. Even on a normal relationship, what I did for my wife, we remember. What I did for my children, for my friends, for whoever. But what wrong I did, that we don't remember. And they on their side don't remember the good you did. They remember all the bad you did. And that is where the problem comes. We are on a high when we are having a discussion and argument. And they are on a very low. So how can you balance? You cannot balance at all. So that person makes it who thinks of his bad. Who does not think, neki kar darya mein phenk. Your good you do and you throw it into the sea. That you don't take credit for it also. And you're wrong, for that you ask for forgiveness. And the same thing is with Allah Ta'ala. Many of us, we said, I don't know what guna I did that this problem has come in my life, that I'm suffering like this. We think we did nothing wrong. We don't think of our wrong. We think, now and then we made namaz, but a person who thinks of the wrong he did to Allah Ta'ala, all his wrongs, and our wrongs are so much, in our right days wrong. So where have we got a right to our side? Our right also, we are making it wrong. We are making namaz, no concentration. What thoughts coming to us? How many of us, we are making namaz, our beards are not right also, our dressing is not right also. So in all our right also, there are so many wrongs. So how much mustn't we cry to Allah Ta'ala for? And that person who gets that understanding and tawfiq, Allah loves that person. And we can never be angels, we can never be perfect. And our only way out is to cry to Allah Ta'ala. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Make istighfar, make tawbah, make it part of your life. And a person who understands and gets this reality in his heart, not only outwardly, Allah's great mercies descend upon that person. Teri rahmat ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And O Allah, it is your great mercies, your great kindness, rahmat, that you forgive me. I'm not fit to be forgiven also. But Allah loves to forgive, and Allah forgives not only in abundance. When Allah forgives, He changes the bad into good. But cry to Allah, beg more from Him, realize in your heart, I'm faulty, I'm wrong, I'm the worst. Then Allah's rahmat comes to that person. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, tere raah se guzarna. It is only in this way possible to progress in this path to Allah, which is called suluk, which we call tasawwuf, or the bayat khanqa line. This is a walking towards Allah, going towards Allah. So Hazrat says, and he advises to the mureedin, that a person can only reach Allah in this way. Which way is that? Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That sabar and shukar. And there are various aspects of it. One is, which we all understand, when Allah's ni'mat comes, then make shukar. That is a mu'min's quality. He won't now start boasting, I did this, I achieved this. And we should check ourselves. If something goes right, then we want to take credit of it very quickly. And when something goes wrong, we want to blame other people. Then we don't say, it's my fault. So a mu'min is such that he makes shukr. That anything that happens, it's from Allah's side. And when who hasn't got iman, that person blames others at that time. We'll even blame Allah. That Allah caused me this problem. Why He did this problem? But a person who has got iman, when goodness comes, then he makes shukr. When difficult conditions come, he doesn't become depressed. He doesn't lose hope. He makes sabr at that time. The other explanation of this, which Hazrat Damat Barakatum particularly stressed, that to be in the obedience of Allah, and then you make shukr. Allah gave me tawfiq of my namazes. How many, mashallah, time is past, I didn't miss my namaz, not with takbir e ula, etc. You make shukr on that. And when desires, temptations of guna come, then you make sabr. You withhold. Sabr means to withhold, to suppress. Your desire is there, but you are suppressing that desire. So because occasions of fulfilling Allah's command will come, and you fulfill them, then make shukr on that. And occasions, Allah is going to test us all the time. Temptations will come outside in the world, in your thoughts, bad thoughts will come. Whether it is about women, etc., whether it is looking down upon others, whether it is finding fault in other people, you come to the masjid, you see somebody, now bad thoughts about that person. So this will come, but that time, to control your thoughts. Make dua for that person. Make dua that in his sadqa, Allah forgives us our sins. In this way, that disease will go away. That disease of looking down upon people, make dua for him. Allah raise him to the highest stages. And in his sadqa, O Allah, you do all my work of deen, dunya and akhirat. In this way, easily, that terrible disease of looking down upon people, finding fault in them. And a person who learns to forgive is a better person. And a person who hangs on to all these bad things, his anger, bad thoughts, is a better person all the time. That person is never happy within himself also. And that person doesn't know what is enjoyment of life. A person who can't forgive, a person who looks down upon other people, all the time finding fault with other people, and worst is to find fault in ulama. How many as such we see any alim, we start finding fault in that alim. That person is not only better, but that person is gone below zero, he's gone in negative, that person. And very dangerous when we find fault in the ulama, etc. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. To live in the pleasure of Allah, to die in the pleasure of Allah. That is the same, again, a further explanation of the previous. When Allah gives you His ni'mat, you're living in the pleasure of Allah. Allah gave you some difficulty, you are dying in the pleasure of Allah. You're still saying, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. You're still saying, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're still saying, Masha Allah, wa ma qaddar Allah. Allah had decreed it, Allah meant it, and you accept it. That person is right. And the same way, you are living in the pleasure of Allah, you fulfilling His commandments. You are dying, that means your desire is to do that guna, but you rather kill your nafs. You kill that desire, so you are dying in the pleasure of Allah. This is the way to reach Allah Ta'ala. Meri abdiyat e ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. This is a banda, an abd of Allah, who has got these qualities. And when you got it, then oh Allah, it is your fazal. It wasn't my achievement. I did not acquire this. You were kind. You have blessed me with this. Yahi aashiqo ka sheva, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. This is the by nature they are like this, to make shukr, to make sabr, to stay away from guna, to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That is a true lover of Allah Ta'ala. Not just words, not just our imagination that I'm a big ashik of Allah Ta'ala, etc. This is the way that Allah Ta'ala, when a person gets this, kabhi giriya buka hai, kabhi aahi sard bar bharna. What is it? Sometimes you are crying. You are so, Ya Allah, what gunas haven't I made? What were things? And if you think just little bit to make it easy for yourself, what gunas you have made, if you have to be exposed today, if Allah have to take out that guna and expose you in your family, in your masjid, in your town, where can you don't know where to hide your face. You just wish a hole can open and you can sink down there. But Allah Ta'ala covers you. This is our condition. So sometimes to cry, kabhi aahe sard bharna, and sometimes to be so thankful to Allah Ta'ala. A person is 50 years old today, that he's still living, how much shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That he hasn't suffered a stroke, he isn't paralyzed, he hasn't, in an accident, he became a cabbage, he's on the bed all the time, he's on a wheelchair, a person is being fed with drips all the time. Allah saved us of all that. This is how much shukr we have to make. This is the ashik of Allah, that he thinks of all this. How lot of Allah, you saved us. What my gunas? And according to my gunas, if you have to give me a billionth part of punishment for all my gunas, just a billionth part, I won't be able to exist also. But in spite of our gunas, what ni'mat Allah is not showering upon us. He hasn't deprived us of our houses, our cars, our children, our food. What ni'mat Allah blesses. He still allows us to come to His house. He still allows us to read Quran Sharif. So our gunas are such, where are we fit for all this? Yahi ishq alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat. This is the sign of love. This is the guarantee of the love of Allah. What is that? Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein ya. Tired now, but now in your heart you are thinking of Allah. So this is how a true lover of Allah will love. Teri shaan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how you pull a person towards you. This is how you nurture a person, and through from nothing, where you have brought him above the farishtas. When he goes through this process, you have made him higher than the malaika also. Meri jaan dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna, that you remember Allah all the time with your heart and soul. Very fortunate is that person who remembers Allah. When your food comes in front of you, now for example, your vegetable salads at the beginning, then how many types of things in there? There are onions in there, there are peppers in there, there is some coleslaw, cabbage in there, there are some raisins in there, there is some white cheese in there, there is some all the things, the cucumber which is in there, what a, all for everything, different farms. And for every farm, the tractors that were being that worked, etc., the trucks that work, the laborers that work, the seeds, the bags, what and what you can't imagine. The whole system of the fresh produce market working all the time. Then for the delivery to the shops, etc. And then in one plate, the whole world's ni'mats Allah has put into you. Then that plate itself, who and who made it? How many people work? How many machines work? The maintenance of that machines, we can the building of the factories, the builders, the contractors, the engineers, the town council who passed plans, etc. You can't imagine this. It's mind-boggling. Then the dastarkhan on which you put it. Hey, all the people who made that dastarkhan for one thing and one meal. Just when you see our Shaykh say, make little bit zikr of Allah. Then you got some mutton, you got some chicken, you got some other vegetables, you got some dars, whatever you got, you can't imagine it. The electric stove, the gas stove, the supply of the electricity, supply of the gas, your mind can't work. The true ashik will think of all this. That Allah Ta'ala, what and what haven't you given us? So you think of Allah all the time. Your baby comes in your hand. Your grandchild comes, you look at your wife and you feel happy. Allah, who made them? Who created this love? That we have love between us, we are not fighting with one another. We are saying so, Allahu Akbar. Unlimited. Then Allah gave us existence. He made us humans, He made us Muslims, He gave us Iman. And to top it all, He made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't imagine what favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. So kabhi zikr ho zubaan par kabhi dil mein yaad karna teri shaan jazbe ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how when a person gets this reality, and it is a gift of Allah. It's not your shaykh, it's not you making taalluq and you became bad with your shaykh. Allah blessed her. The real giver behind the scene is only Allah Ta'ala. And a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When we finish our meals also, first read the dua, which very sadly we see, almost no one reads the dua, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana. Then make shukr to those who tell you, give your wife duas. She prepared it all. Give the host duas. That they gave us all that food, they prepared it. For everyone, when you are eating at the host house, you don't see the woman folk, but don't forget them. Make dua for them. They prepared all. The man folk only told the woman, some 10 people are coming today, 20 people. What then, what don't they start preparing? And not one dua for them also. No appreciation. That's not a human being. That's not even an animal. Even a dog appreciates what it gets. Animal appreciates. And we call ourselves as ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We regard ourselves as pious, as Sufis, Allah wala. But we can't even make a little bit shukriya. Your wife cooks. Whole life she's cooking. You can't thank her. What is the worth of that person? Then that person, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, won't make shukr to Allah also. So Allah, these, it's by nature. You don't have to force yourself. In fact, you'll have to force yourself not to think of Allah. When you go to toilet, now I can't think of Allah Ta'ala. Now you have to force yourself not to think. You will become so much in the thoughts of Allah and in His praises, and will come be thankful to Him and become a die heart of Him, that you will be find it hard. And that is the reason why the dua when coming out of the toilet is Ghufranaka. Ghufranaka. Oh Allah, forgive me. As if you were caught red-handed in a big guna. Please forgive me. What guna you made in the toilet? But it is that you didn't remember. You were not allowed to remember Allah. And this is, the Hazrat Dama Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, this abdiyat, the being a servant of Allah of this level, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah explained, a king told one of his ministers, jump in the water. Now no further, he mustn't think, I must take off my clothes. The command came, I must jump in. And at the same time, don't wet your clothes. Now we will say, you go to the med hospital, go and fix up your head. I must jump in the water and I must not get wet. But a true lover, he jumps in. And when it comes out, I told you not to wet your clothes. A true lover, maaf, make me maaf. A person who uses his brains, who hasn't got love, he'll say, you go to the mad hospital. You go and fix up your head. That I must jump in the water and not get mad. This is the love of Allah. What Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam? He jumped in the fire by the Allah's command. He jumped and then Allah saved him. So Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, put the knife on your son. He put it. Allah saved him and made his sunnah alive till Qiyamah. In the whole world Allah made it alive. So this is Allah's system. So we mustn't use the khirad, our brains, your love. That whatever your command, I accept it wholeheartedly. You say it's night now, it's night. You say it's day now, it's day. Whatever you say, and that is, that we prove it 100% against Lord. But what Allah has said, that is the Mu'tazila. They say according to logic, the Sharia, what makes logic, we accept. What doesn't make logic, that's why they deny so many things. But we accept. Mi'raj. According to human mind, it can't come in your mind that may arise. But we accept wholeheartedly all the commands of Allah in detail, whatever Allah Ta'ala has said. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akht. And this is all that person who got the company of some Allah wala. A person whose heart is connected with Allah. Usse aagya hai jeena, usse aagya hai marna. That person has learned how to live, how to die. That is, that person, his tarbiyat is made. His life is corrected. Good conditions, he will make shukr. Bad conditions, he will make sabr. He will make sabr. Opportunity of fulfilling Allah's command, he will fulfill them. And when guna temptation come, he will stay away. Such a person who stayed in the company of Allah wala, and it has to be correct from both sides. Allah wala, that person must be an Allah wala. Or as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you feel there are no Allah wala today, but there are those who stayed in the company of Allah wala. And that is also sufficient by Allah. If you feel that this person is not an Allah wala, but at least he stayed in the company of Allah wala, that is also sufficient. And today there is no great hakims like Hakim Jalinos, Hakim, all the other great hakims. But there are those who from them had learned. And they are still doing the treatment of people. If you think there's no great, great hakims now, Hakim Ajmal Khan, he is dead, so now no use. You can't go to anyone. You'll die yourself. The present hakims, go to them, take treatment from them. They learn from those hakims, and you will benefit from them. And so that, and from our side, one very important thing is, whenever we come to majlis or something, to make niyat of our islah. If we come here without not to go and criticize also that today's majlis was heavy. Today's majlis was a bit dead, man. No real fun. That shouldn't be the thing. It should be, my niyat must be my islah. And my niyat must be to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. A person who makes that niyat, then he will, without niyat, like you are driving and you haven't punched in your GPS, any destination. And just your GPS is on, it's showing you where you're going. But it's not taking you anywhere. You haven't punched in an address. You are going nowhere, so to say. It will show you, you're going here, you are there. Here is a speed trap in this place. All that it will, but it won't take you to a destination. So if we also just coming, we are seeing where we're going. But no destination we have got. Niyat is the destination. And the niyat must be Allah's pleasure. And the niyat must be our islah. And I want to find my Allah. A person who does that, Allah won't deprive him. He will find Allah. And he will find Allah very quickly. And he will find, he not only will find Allah, he will find Allah in his heart. He will feel, he will find Allah in his heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of the sunnats, Mota Ata or Jadid science, refuge in flour, and what modern science has got to say. Today we all like not only fine, super fine. Bread also super white bread. Flour also extra white flour. But the refuge, that is very, very important in flour. To have today our brown flour also is by name brown. A little bit brown sugar by name is brown. But that real refuge etc. in it, that has all, the goodness has all been taken out. And as one person explained, how stupid they make us. For example, peanuts that have the shell on it. Peanuts have the shell on it. That is malt, the shell. But people like clean peanuts. So they give you your clean your body also. Now that they use to make the malt, Milo, Ovaltine, all those things. You must have Milo, it's very good. And the simple way of the people who understood this, they just eat peanut with the shell. You pay less for it, and you get all that malt also, and you get the peanut value also. But for us, we are the clever ones. So we pay for taking off the shell, and then we pay for all those, we go onto all the websites, we go buy all those magazines, health magazines, malt you must have, our children must have. We must give them at night Milo, we must give them Ovaltine at Milo, making us stupid and making us poor. And working for them, for the Jews all the time. But we don't realize. So the refuge in flour is extremely good. Suhail ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu se kisi ne poocha. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suhail ibn Sa'ad. Somebody asked him, Huzur Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kabhi sufed maida ki roti bhi khai hai. Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever eat rotis or bread of white flour, white roti, white bread? And today we want it extra white. And they make this flour extra white with bleach. Bleach, what we bleach our clothes, with that they make that so white. White sugar is made white with bleach. And it's, they take out the roughage, which is good for the body. And they put the bleach, just one research that has been made now. What is this big pharmaceutical company? Pfizer. They, for 60 years in America, are selling to the people who make the chicken feed, the food of the chicken, to put a company under them that makes this and sells it. And then they themselves, and that causes cancer, which they had to admit now. And Pfizer is the main company that makes the drugs to fight cancer. Mm-hmm. So they make you sick, that's right, and then they give you the medicine and expensive drugs to fight cancer. And America has banned it now, they're taking it off the shelves after 60 years. And they're supplying this to about a dozen other countries, they are saying. And they say they won't take it off the shelves of those countries until those governments ask us to take it off. How stupid they are making, but unfortunately, the Western way of life, all their things, their medicines, their schooling, their universe, that is a gospel truth to us. We give our lives for it, whereas they are making us so stupid. So he asked it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ever eat white flour, roti, there wasn't bread, roti they used to eat. Unhone jawab diya ki Huzur Akbar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke saamne akhir umar tak kabhi maida aaya bhi nahi. White flour never came in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his whole life. Phir Sahil ne poocha, then the person asked this question, ke Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke zamane mein tum logo ke yahan chhalniya thi. Were there sifts to sift the flour? Now big machines there. Where what is a sift? That ordinary sift which the woman used, were those there? Unhone farmaya ki us aate mein phoonk maar liya karte the. No sifts also. Just they should blow in it, on that, what you call that, angrezi mein, now you don't see them also. But the old ladies used to use them, just shake it a bit and then blow on it, and what blows away should go away. The balance all should stay inside. Jo mote mote tinke hote the, wo ur jate the. The big twigs, etc., they should fly away. But baki ghond lete hai. But the balance, they should make the flour, put the water and knead it, etc., and make the rotis, etc. And there is no doubt also, Hakim Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi used to stress very much, try and abstain from bread. Bread become like lumps in the body. And margarine becomes plastic in the body. Roti digest the body. Now not long we went to Nampula with our friends, Mozambique. And the Portuguese bread is tasty. French loaf is very tasty. When you're there you enjoy. But then everyone realized that they had pubs, the bhali. You have the other roti that is extremely healthy for a person. Aaj ki science khuraak par bahut zor de rahi hai. Today the world is talking a lot about healthy eating habits. ماہرین کے مطابق ہماری دوائیں اس وقت ناکام ہو جاتی ہیں جب ہمارا مریض ناقص غذا کھا کر جسم کو تندرست رکھنے کی عبس کوشش کرتا ہے. ڈاکٹرز آلسو سے اینڈ حکیم سے آل آور میڈیسنز آر یوز لیس, آل آور لائف اسٹائل ٹیچنگز آر یوز لیس وین دا فوڈ پیپل آر ایٹنگ از ناٹ دا رائٹ فوڈ. اٹس لائک فار ایگزامپل یو آر ہیونگ چاکلیٹ آلسو اینڈ یو آر ہیونگ انسولن آلسو. That insulin, what is going to help you? You're having chocolate slabs and slabs of chocolate. And you're having insulin also. So medicine we are taking all. And today there is a disease of its own, the medicines. Medicine after medicine. And this is killing people. The medicines are designed to make you sick. And to give you, if it can be, say, an early death or a suffering death. Medicines are not... Right eating habits are very important. Right lifestyle, that is very important. Ghiza mein sabse pehla masala aate ka hai. Flour is everything, wherever we eat, whatever it is, your bread, your roti, flour is used everywhere. Kyunki bazari aata bilkul maide ki tarah hai. Now today's flour and everyone, though you get the other flour, you get nutty wheat, you get all other things, but everyone wants super white. And Dawat, the rotis must be extra super white. Everything must be more refined. Aur jo log ghar ka aata piswate hain, to wo bhi bilkul barik aata piste hain. Nobody today grinds flour at home, but those who do, today they also make it very fine. Take out all the roughage, all the important things. Jisme chokar, bura ya chhan, bilkul nahi hota. The husk in it, the bran in it, we take all that out. And then they tell you, you must have bran. Now they sell bran to you again separately. Now you can buy bran separately. Just eat it naturally. They take out the husk and now they tell you, very important for your health, for your digestive system. You need husk in your body. Now they sell that to you separately. Bilkul nahi hota. Aate mein se taakat var cheez chhan hi hai. The husk is the actual thing that is important, which gives strength to the body. Now they tell you that flour is not unhealthy, because the healthy thing they took out. The same thing with milk. They say pasteurized milk. What is really pasteurized? Where they took out all the good of the milk. Now they add chemicals to it. Where they have led us, but unfortunately we don't, and we can't stay without these things. Without all the commercial things, our lives, we die if we stay without it. Whereas this has killed us. And our minds are also killed, our hearts are also dead. And they've killed our bodies also. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Cardiologists, دل کے مریضوں کو بغیر چھنی روٹی کھلاتے ہیں. If they don't get, add husks in there, add bran in it. Now we have to add it. They take it out, they charge us for that. And then they say, now add it. Now you pay for it again separately. And not only you pay for that husk and the bran, now you pay for the packing of it. Now the printing on that, you paying for it. They're not paying for anything, you paying for it. For it to come on the shelf, you paying for it. Everything, you paying for it. Just have it naturally, and it's natural then. Kyunki chhan khoon mein cholesterol aur lecithin ki barhne ko rokta hai. This husk and this bran, it controls the cholesterol and lecithin which comes in the arteries. Usse khoon bhara nahi hota. Blood doesn't become thick. Now they tell you must have Ecotrin. Now you must have aspirin to keep your blood thin. You just have the natural thing and your blood remains thin automatically. And easy way to keep your blood thin, have sauf. Hakim Yusuf told me, you are having sauf every day. You don't have to take aspirin. You don't have to take Ecotrin. And what its side effects again? After meals, just have some sauf, especially when you have a heavy meal. Like biryani, you have some beef, or some mutton, etc., have some sauf. It's going to keep your blood thin. Chhan mein aise ajza maujood hai, jo dil ke naliyon ki sukrao ke amal ko kam karte hai. This husks, and this is in their medical books also. Husks, etc., and this bran. There is such things in it, that the narrowing of the arteries, it does not allow it. Which is one of the causes of heart attack, narrowing of the arteries. Hatta ke dil ke naliya chhan ke bakasrat istemal se ziyada khoon lene ke istidat hasil kar leti hai. And when you have husk and bran, natural food, the original, then your arteries remain broad, your veins, and you take the full capacity of the blood, so you function fully. Where the blood flow is now with diminished, narrow arteries, etc., so then you get tired, you get headaches, all these other things happen because of that. So just have the natural food, which is the sunnat food. Bring your life, not only topi and beard sunnat, this sunnats, all these sunnats come in our life. And we should do it not for health reasons, but because it's sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see that what Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have a perfect example in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in every aspect. Your eating, your lifestyle, your physical activity, everything. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we, a few sunnats here and there, we ask also like big buzurgs, and we are very, we want to follow sunnah. Is it sunnat to eat sweet before meals or after meals? And when we can't come to a conclusion, we have it, because we have to make, so you're asking about sunnat before or after meals. He's saying the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two months used to pass, and they didn't have food to eat. Where there is a question of sweet, this is of having too much that we are asking all this. That when is it this sunnah, that sunnah, where the real sunnah is to stay hungry. We can't keep one roza also. Forget roza, our women whose rozas are faras, the qaza rozas, they can't keep them also. Hey, months and years are passing, accumulation of rozas taking place, faras rozas we cannot keep. So where are we? So this is all the sunnah that really should be in our lives. Yeah, Hazrat has explained another great treasure, khazana number 6, jiske parne se asmani aur zameeni tamam balaon se hifazat rehti hai. By making amal on this treasure which Hazrat has explained here, a person gets saved of all calamities, whether they from above, from the skies, or whether they are from the ground, the earth. From all types of calamities, a person will save himself. Iman is required, yaqeen is required, and then regularity to do it regularly. And Aban ibn Uthman radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت أبي قال, Hazrat Aban ibn Uthman radiallahu anhu says, I heard my father radiallahu anhu saying, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من عبد يقول في الصباح كل يوم ومساء كل ليلة. Any person who says this every morning and every evening, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم, who reads this dua 3 times, 3 times, فيضره شيء, nothing can harm him. But that yaqeen that we read it, and we read it regularly. We, with smallest excuses, we miss it out, we give it up. A person should read it. Also, many people start reading it. But for example, you go on safar, no more it comes on again. So we should try and read this regularly. Munajat maqbool ke ek manzil, agar har roz par li jaye. And an easy way is if we read what we are prescribed in our ma'amulats, munajat maqbool, one manzil every day. To saat din mein aksar adiyah Quran Pak aur ahadith mubarakah ki wird ho jayegi. Then most of munajat maqbool, one of the specialities, khususiyat of it is, it's got the duas of Quran and hadith. So most of the duas of Quran and Hadith are in Munajat Maqbool. Other, they are duas of Buzurgs, but of course the duas of Quran and Hadith, nothing can be more superior. One time we were in Mauritius, and Hazrat told me to make dua after the program, and I made this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa awliyaik, and your awliya. Hazrat stopped me there and then. He said, that dua, make it separate. The dua which is sunnah, just stick to that sunnah dua. So important the sunnah duas are. The duas of the Quran, the duas of sunnah, just as they are, read them. Great, great benefits. So may Allah give us tawfiq to read this regularly. 3 times every morning, 3 times every evening, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no harm can come to you. Whether it's from on top, whether it's from the bottom, from the earth. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Yeah, in this kitab, Biwi ke Hukuk, the rights of the wives. Yeah, there's a new little booklet Hazrat has included in this kitab, اختر راقم الحروف محمد اختر عرض کرتا ہے کہ شوہر اور بیوی کے حقوق کا علم نہ ہونے سے. حضرت says that because the husband and wife don't know the rights of one another. Husband doesn't know the wife's rights, wife doesn't know husband's. Same in married life. And a person will experience it when he has the knowledge and he acts on that knowledge also. Then there will be great enjoyment in married life. اس لیے چند ملفوظات حضرت اقدس مولانا شاہ اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمت اللہ علی پیش کرنے سے قبل. Therefore حضرت says, before I present some ملفوظات of حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علی, before that عورت کی تخلیق اور فطرت پر چند سطور تحریر کرتا ہوں. How women were created and also their nature. I'm writing a few lines with regard to how woman was created and what her nature is. تاریخ تخلیق عورت, the history of woman being created, how Allah created them. حضرت علامہ آلوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ تفسیر روح المعانی پر تحریر فرماتے صفحہ 233 پر. علامہ آلوسی writes in his kitab, an ibn Mas'ud, Mas'ud ibn Abbas wa nasu min as-sahaba radiyallahu anhum, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and other sahaba have narrated, inna Allah ta'ala lamma akhraja iblis min al-jannah, when Allah took out shaitan from jannat, wa askanaha Adam, and Allah put Adam to live now in jannat, baqiya fiha wahda, he was alone in jannat, one person, how big jannat, and he was alone, وَمَا كَانَ مَعَوْهُ مَنْ يَسْتَأْنِسُ بِهِ, and there was nobody to keep him company, to make him happy. فَأَلْقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ النَّوْمِ, Allah put sleep to overtake Adam alayhi salam. Chloroform operation going to take place, so Allah put him under chloroform. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ صَلْعًا مِنْ جَانِبِهِ الْأَيْسَرِ وَخَلَقَ حَوَّى مِنْهُ, and from that رب Allah created حَوَّى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَام. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْقَظَ, when he woke up, وَجَدَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ, he found her here by his head side. So he said, قَائِدَةً, she was sitting. فَسَأَلَهَا, he asked her, مَنْ أَنْتِ, who are you? There was nobody here, from where you came, who are you? قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ, I'm a woman. قَالَ فَلِمَا خُلِقْتَ, why have you been created? What's your reason? قَالَتْ لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيَّ, so that you find peace in me, you find happiness and sukoon in me. That is the object. Every person, husband should see, if he doesn't find happiness in his wife, sukoon, itminan, then there is something wrong. Right? And it's not that the marriage is wrong. If your car is not starting, it doesn't mean cars are bad. Something wrong in your car. Your battery is gone flat. There isn't petrol in your car. Whatever it is. So if we're not finding it, something is wrong in our life. And here again, most of us will blame the opposite party. Whereas the real fault, and that person will correct, who looks fault within himself. اس کے بعد ملائکہ نے دریافت کیا حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے آپ کے علم کا اندازہ کرنے کے لیے کہ یہ کون ہے. اللہ gave preference to آدم علیہ السلام over the ملائکہ because of his علم. سجدہ تو آدم علیہ السلام not for عبادت, نعوذ باللہ, for respect and honor. In previous sharia that was permitted, in our sharia that also is not permitted. And now because of his knowledge Allah gave him this. Now they wanted to know this knowledge that he has got, so they asked him, فرمایا یہ عورت ہے, یہ کون ہے. They asked him, who is this? When Hawa, he said, یہ عورت ہے, there is a woman. He had the knowledge of it. سوال کیا کہ ان کا نام عورت کیوں ہے, why is her name woman? عورت, why is she called woman, امرأة? فرمایا کیونکہ خلقت من المرء, she has been created, یہ تو جھگڑے اور اعتراض کے مادہ سے پیدا ہوئی. Her very material from which she has been made is to argue and to have objection. And this you will find all the time. A woman will always argue. So her material, she is made from that material. And that is why she is called a woman. She is called Imra'atun. She is called Aurat because of this. Because her very material is made on everything to make argue. And this we experience all. She said, her name is Hawa. قَالُوا لِمَا سُمِّيَتْ Hawa. Why has she been named Hawa? کیوں ان کا نام ہوا ہے, فرمایا لِأَنَّا خُلِقَتْ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, she has been created from a living person, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, so she has been called Hawa. تفسیر روح المعانی, حد تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, اللہ says in the Quran شریف, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, man has been created weak. Allama Alusi, Rahmatullah Tafsir Fermati, Khuliqal Insanu Da'ifa, that man has been created weak, Afi Amrin Nisa, with regard to the matters of woman, man is weak. La Yasbiru Anhunna, he cannot stay without them. He fights with them, everything, and he can't do without them. He needs them all the time. Qaluhu ta'uz. Yani, aurat ke baare mein insaan kamzor hai. Unke muamalat mein sabr nahi kar paata. He can't make sabr from them. Also, another aspect of the weakness of man, which comes in the hadith, that men have got full brains, and women haven't got full brains. But this half brain or unfull brains, they swipe this man with full brains off his feet. And he's lost. He doesn't tell what? How I didn't agree to all this. He said, no, you agreed to all these things here. But then in the morning, then he says, the morning rubs out all the talks of night. And they are all rubbed out. They don't count now. They are all, they're no etibar. No etibar. So woman is weak, but she's so strong also. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, woman is weak, but she's so strong, and take a lesson from this. Hey, we all say she's weak. We accept the sanfe nazuk. She's the weaker sex. She's weak. But she's so strong that 18 years, 20 years, she grew up, was born in her mother, father's house, grew up there. Her love for her children, playing, talking, fighting, being naughty with her brothers, sisters, where she grew up, all those places. But the minute she says, I'm prepared to marry so and so, she's pulling herself from all those things out in one moment, and she's handing herself over to you. Hey, like for example, silk you pull out from thorns, like that she's pulling herself out. So you also learn a lesson from this. When your wife agrees to marry you, she said, yes, I'm prepared, I want to go home also. She just wants to stay with the husband, with her children in her house all the time. And now, if you treat her well, she will fight, she'll be your lawyer in front of mother-in-law, son-in-law fights always they have. But she will be your lawyer. You won't have to fight with your mother-in-law, she will take your part. Hey, that is if you treat her properly and keep her properly. So she who did all this, you take a lesson to pull yourself out of things from dunya, all your temptations, and you go to Allah. Hey, how she could do it, why can't you as a man do this? And you become Allah's banda. You got lot of temptations around you. You got job, you got work, you got everything. But you pull yourself out, go for 5 times namaz. Pull yourself out, go for hajj. Pull yourself out, go to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow Hazrat will be traveling to 3 to 4 in Plugsdorp. There will be a ladies program. So those brothers want to go, 3 to 4. All brothers should try to go. And those who cannot go, the duas are requested, and they should try to listen to the program over the on the live streaming on the website. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.